America Weekend.
Yes, Carl. Well, I know you pointed at me, and I'm supposed to do something here.
We're opening here, as we say. However, may I open, or would you like to open?
Well, I want to tell you something that I saw this morning that I think you might like.
Yes.
There's one of these internet things that I subscribe to, and it's called Flixy.com. Flixy, Flixy.com.
Okay.
And they every day they put out a whole bunch of they put three or four or five videos of interesting things, some in the past, some in the future. The one I saw this morning was a manufacturer of furniture in Spain has come up with a bed that makes itself.
Oh, you're no.
No, absolutely. It showed the video shows this person getting out of the bed.
Right.
Everything's kind of wrinkled and the pillows are askew and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
And all of this gets out and she pushes a little button and then all of a sudden these little claw things come up and it pulls the sheets and it pulls the blanket up and it fixes the pillows. And all of this in a minute and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
Or 50 seconds, I think they said.
What are we heading towards, Roland? What are we heading towards?
An automated living or something like
well,
that.
Well, I must admit, after the military, where we had to make beds, I mean, the bed was the thing you had to make. If you failed the bed test in the morning, you were in trouble, okay? It was KP automatically. So I learned how to make a heck of a bed. And I never made a bed after that.
Well, that's the corner. You have to make the corners.
Make
so
the corners.
The quarter will bounce
off the bed. Yes, and if that quarter didn't bounce to a certain height, you were history.
What do you think the psychological reason was? I mean, this has been going on since World War I.
And it really was. It's exceptionally good training because organization of your living space to maintain organization in your living space. Is extremely important, believe it or not. It also is important on the battlefield because it's a very messy place. And your ability to be able to know where everything is on your person that you may be carrying, to make sure that you have everything that includes your first aid kit could actually save your life.
Yeah.
It is a kind of mental set that says this is what you will do and this is the training you will do. But it also says that by you making your bed and following the rules, you are working as a team together. And you all will, and I used to teach some guys who couldn't make a bed. Believe it or not, they could not make a bed. Because I knew if they failed, we failed. It's a team thing. And it worked. It worked beautifully. But it's organization. You have to, organization on the battlefield is organizing your physical equipment where you know where everything is. Disorganization, you will lose a battle with disorganization. And it's absolutely true.
Well, that does make sense.
And it starts with in the barracks with making a bed.
I'm not so sure why a quarter has to bounce off the bed and why that is so important. And would you get KP if it didn't?
Well, because it gives you the visual verification that you are doing well.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you, Sergeant. The quarter bounces up to a certain head on the bed. And I know it sounds funny. It sounds, you say, what the heck does that? For those of us, after we got into the military and went through battle and got involved in the conflicts, we saw the importance of that madness, that we called it madness, in basic training and AIT training, making sure the damn bed was.
Now, for those who don't know, what is AIT?
Advanced Infantry Training.
Okay.
And that is training after basic that goes to a specialty. It could be tanks, it could be missiles, it could be any one of the other specialties, helicopter, whatever you may be trained in. You go to get your specialty training in AIT.
Yeah, it doesn't make any. I mean, you told us a few weeks ago when we were on this broadcast that you were in tank training.
Yes.
And then when you got to Vietnam.
Never saw a tank.
You never saw a tank. So, I mean,
welcome to the military. It's true. It's true. We were literally trained to fight a war that happened 20 years later.
Yeah.
And that was Iraq in the desert. That's what we were trained
for. You could have been given muskets with a bayonet, and who knows?
And for some military kids, that's about what it was like.
Just a few days ago, I was up in Concord, Massachusetts, and went by the North Bridge, which is where the Revolutionary War started.
Essentially, that's where it started.
There's still a feeling that from there that that gives you a sense of pride, even though unfortunately people died there, and they did all over the trail from Concord back to Boston for the British. But the point is that what a fascinating time
you were at, because you're at a focal point in history.
Yeah.
That's not just history being made. It's a focal point in history, a benchmark, a pivot, if you will, that changed the course of the world.
One that I think, Carl, that the energy of it still sustains itself within that space.
I agree. It's the same feeling I get when I take the tour of Congress or went into the White House.
Yeah.
You feel the history. You feel something special happened here. And it happens here on Smith Sabatino, by the way, Roland.
Well, really?
It really does, and I hope it does.
Well, I'm taking notes, so... Whatever you say.
Test at 9.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. Batteries used to power motorcycles and other vehicles tend to fail with more frequency during periods of extreme hot. Summer months are tough on batteries. Stay ahead of the game. Don't be stranded. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Some brands of motorcycles go through batteries quickly, while on other models, a battery might remain fresh for 4 or 5 years. A smart trickle charger often helps keep a battery fresh. A stupid one left unattended does the opposite. Continuing to grind on a weak battery will ruin electrics, including your $400 starter. And who needs that? American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This four-time All-Star racked up 393 career home runs and won a Silver Slugger Award in 2004. He picked up 8 gold gloves during his time with the Angels and Cardinals, making some amazing plays in the outfield.
He dives and makes a sensational catch, and we're going to get a double play made. And Jimmy Edmonds has just made one of the best catches of this postseason.
So where is Jim Edmonds now? Jim worked with the Cardinals outfielders on their defense at spring training earlier this year. He also put his California home on the market for $8 million, which is equipped with his own bowling alley. Jim is currently an analyst on Cardinals TV pre- and post-game shows. And in a recent interview, he admitted he wasn't the best student growing up.
Didn't really pay attention to a whole lot of the geography in school. So when I got traded to St. Louis, I had to ask somebody where that was.
Better late than never on that geography lesson, Jim. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.